pasuk says in this week's parasha, "Vayisrael tetzu habana lechirba," that the children inside of Rivka Imenu were misrotes. What does that mean? The Targum says, "Dachakin benaya b'me'ah," that they were pushing, that Yaakov and Esav were pushing inside the womb. Rashi writes that Chazal have a different interpretation. Vayisrael tetzu is from a lotion of ritza, that they were running. They were running. What were they running to? The Rashi says, that when Rivka passed the Beis Medrash Hashem Ve'Ever, so Yaakov was running to go out to the Beis Medrash. Overas al pischei avodas elilim, Esav mefarches latzeis. When she passed the batei avodas zara, Esav was running to go out. So at first glance, this medrash seems very difficult. We know there's a concept called bechira chofshis, that every person has the free will to determine how he's going to act. And yet it seems that Esav didn't have bechira chofshis. We criticize Esav. Chazal say Esav is held accountable for his actions. We assume he's held accountable for his actions. But how can that be? He had a natural tendency to be drawn to batei avodah zarah, to be drawn to chayt. So how could he be criticized for what he did? Of course he was going to be a baal avera because that was his tendency. The answer is everyone has natural tendencies. Everyone is born with certain character traits. But a person's midos don't determine how he's going to act. That's still dependent on the individual. A person can choose how to act, even if he has natural tendencies. And that's really what the Rambam writes. The Rambam in Ilchus Deis, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, writes that everyone, there are different people, but everyone has certain tendencies. He says, Deos harbe yesh l'chalecha ve'echad, everyone has different deos. In the Rambam, deos means midos. Everyone has different midos. Yesh adam shu balchema koes tamid. Some people have quick to anger. Yesh adam shedaitum yesheves ola ve'eno koes klal. Some people are quick to anger, and some people they're so easygoing. They never get angry. They never get upset. Yesh adam shu gvalev beyoset. Some people are arrogant. They're very haughty. V'yeshu shval ruach ad ma'od. And some people are very humble. Yeshu bal taiva, Yeshu tor guf biose, Yesh bal nefesh rechova, Yesh makatzer, Shadayo afilu davar ma'at. Some people are bali taiva, they need to satisfy all of their desires, and some people are tahor guf, they're not bali taiva. Some people run after money, and some people they don't need so much. Yeshu mesagef atzmo berav. Some people they fast, they don't eat a lot, and other people do eat a lot. There are people with all different kinds of midos, the Rambam says. And yet the Rambam Ilchas Tshuva points out that midos do not necessarily determine how a person acts. He says, Al yaveh b'machshav b'chadov ezeshom tipshei ha'umos v'rov gomei b'nei Yisrael. Don't think for a moment what many people tend to believe, Shakarash Baruch Hu gozer al ha'odim etchilas b'yosel yosadik or rasha, that it's predetermined how a person is going to be, how he's going to act, if he'll be a tzaddik or he'll be a rasha. Ein hadover kain, says the Rambam. It's just not true. Ela kol odom ve'odom roi li yosadik in Moshe Rabbeinu or rasha ki yiravam. A person can be the biggest tzaddik in the world, it could be the biggest rasha in the world. It's not determined, just because he has certain midos, it's not determined how he's going to act. Every person has a teva. But the tachlis of life is, first of all, to channel one's midos toward the positive, to use one's midos to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Gemara says in Shabbos and Av Kuf Nun Vav. Hayman de b'madim yihi gvar ashidoma. The Gemara says that someone who was born b'mazal madim, mazal of madim, of odom, red mazal, so he's going to be a gvar ashidoma, he'll be a shofech domim. He's going to spill blood. But Zot the Gemara, he has a choice. He can determine how he's going to spill that blood. He can be a doctor, or he can be a ganef, murderer. He can be a moyel, he can be a shoychet. There are many different ways that one can spill blood. Some are negative, some are positive. A person can determine how he uses that midah. There are certain times a person has to use the midah of kas. And sometimes a person has to have azus, and he has to have gaiva. A person can determine how he uses midos. He can channel his midos to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's more, part of the challenge of life is to control one's nature. Right? Not only can one use his nature, use his midos for positive, but a person has the responsibility to control his midos and not to use them for the negative. The pasuk says in Sefer Mishlei, "Hachzik b'musar al teref nitzreha ki hi chayecha." Hold on to musar, don't let go. Guard it, watch it, because that's your life. The Gaon writes in his parish on Sefer Mishlei that the tachlis of life is to break one's midos. He says that if a person is not breaking a midah, even one midah, he's not working on any midahs, lama lo chayim, what's the purpose of life? Goal of life is to control one's nature. No one's debating the fact that people are born with a certain teva, with a certain nature. The part of life is to try to control that negative tendency that one has. That's the challenge of life. Everyone is born with different nisyonos, with different challenges. For some people, learning Torah is a challenge. It's hard for them. They don't have such a good memory, and they don't connect to the svaras of the Gemara as well. So that's their challenge. Someone else might find learning easier. He has a good memory. He finds it easy to connect to the svaras of the Gemara. But he'll be held accountable for other things. He'll be held accountable if he doesn't learn as much as he should, considering the kochos hanefesh that he has. If he doesn't learn basmada, he'll be held accountable for that. If he doesn't chazer as much, because he thinks, you know, he has a good memory, he doesn't have to do as much chazara, he'll be held accountable for that. Or he'll be held accountable for the midos that he's supposed to work on. Maybe that individual finds learning easy, but he's supposed to work on his kas, or on his gaiva, or on his taiva. That's his nisayon in life. He has certain natural tendencies that he has to work on, that he has to break. The schar a person gets in Shamayim is not a function solely of the quantity of learning that he did, or the amount of tzedakah that he gave, or the number of mitzvos and masim tovim that he does. But rather, it's a function of how well he overcame the challenges that he faced in life. And that's why Esav is held accountable. Yes, he had a natural tendency toward chet. He had certain midos that drew him toward chet. But he could have used those midos for the positive, to do mitzvahs. And besides, he had the responsibility to control his nature, to be misgaber, to be shover the midos rose that he has. Person's tendencies might be predetermined, but what a person accomplishes with his teva, with the abilities that he has, with the talent, what he accomplishes with the kalim that he's given, that's up to the person. The chakras.